Ballot counting continues after Afghans braved threats of violence to go to the polls in record numbers. Presidential candidate Ashraf Ghani.
We've proven that we are people of the ballot, not of the bullets. The Afghan public appreciates democracy, believes in it, and is willing to make it work.
Sporadic complaints of voting irregularities do not appear to have shaken Afghans' faith in the democratic exercise. Presidential contender Abdullah Abdullah.
We have registered our complaints. We have processed those complaints and referred it to the relevant commission, which is the Independent Election Complaints Commission. Hopefully those complaints will be dealt with duly.
At more than 12 years, the Afghan war is America's longest. President Obama pledged to bring it to an end while preserving hard-fought gains in the country. The administration views a successful transfer of power, overseen by increasingly capable Afghan security forces, as validation of their surge and withdraw strategy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This is a little bit different than most elections that are conducted in the U.S., in which we find out the results that night or the next day. But at the same time, we're hopeful that the elections will be peaceful and inclusive and broadly acceptable to the Afghan people. A stable and acceptable political transition is critical to sustaining international support for Afghanistan.
Unlike outgoing President Hamid Karzai, all Afghan presidential contenders have said they would sign a bilateral security agreement with the United States to keep several thousand military personnel in the country, primarily in a train and advise capacity. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine backs the drawdown of U.S. forces, but says progress must not be squandered.
There have been nearly 2,300 service members who have given their lives in Afghanistan, 2,299. And the United States has spent $600 billion in Afghanistan since September of 2011. While we can't gloss over the challenges that remain in Afghanistan today and tomorrow, we should remember the progress that has been achieved in 13 years since the Taliban fell in October of 2001.
For now, from the White House to Capitol Hill, an almost audible sigh of relief can be heard that Afghanistan's elections went forward with minimal violence and that the country appears on track to have a president-elect declared by next month. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.